assume you guys probably felt like you deserved two or more than two after this one.
Yeah, I mean, I think after the second, if you told us we would have got a point and taken it to overtime, I think we would have, I mean, obviously you always want 2 points, but that would have been good for us. But, you know, you get that one goal lead in the third, it would have been nice to finish it off and get the 2 points.
When things go back and forth like that in the second, how do you settle it down, I guess, as a team?
I mean, I think just kind of the way we did, right? We got our power play opportunities and capitalized on the power play. You know, 3 goals on the power play tonight. That's kind of what we expect from our group and both units producing too. So I think it's the ultimate equalizer if you can be good on special teams. And obviously we had a good night on the power play, but gave up a couple on the penalty kill and 6-on-5. So that's kind of what the game comes down to sometimes.
Patrick was clicking on the power play. It seemed like you guys kept it simple, but
yeah,
it was pretty effective.
I think that's just it. You know, if we can keep it simple, look at the net, try to you know, have that shot first mentality. You know, we find a guy in the slot on the first one. It also starts with getting pucks back, you know, winning battles, getting retrievals, and kind of getting our setup from there, and then getting pucks to the net and creating some chaos. But, you know, we saw, you know, one unit score, and then we kind of had like half the one unit, half the other unit out, and then the second unit scored for us too. So it was a good balance across the board for both units.
Defensively, do you guys still need to clamp down at certain points in the game when game's on the line and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we were dominating there in the third, and then all of a sudden we go up one and we kind of sit back a little bit. I'd like to see us, you know, stay on the gas, you know, make them play in their end. That's the toughest way to score, right, is if you're playing your end, you got to come 200 feet. But, you know, they're a good team. They have some guys on the back end that kind of move around a lot, and it's a little bit of a lot of switching, and got to make sure you're staying on your man and you're talking and communicating with your teammates. So it's a little bit of a challenge against them.
When you score, it seemed like there was another pump or two in that exclamation point. Did it feel good to score on this slate?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's been a little bit, and I feel like I've been getting some good looks. So, you know, that's probably just the way to do it, right? You attack, you shoot through the defenseman, and find a way to get a shot on net, and good to see it go in for sure. And you know, big goal too to make it 4-4 at that
point. You said the chances have been there. You kind of felt right. I mean,
I think so. Yeah, I think you know, since I've been back from injury, been getting one or two good looks every game, and you know, just been a little off. So I think that was the case again tonight. And you know, nice to see one go in, but you know, just try to produce, right? Create scoring chances, make plays. Be good on the power play, be good in my spot defensively, and, you know, try to do, you know, play my game.
Thanks, Skinner.
Thanks, Patrick.